folks, welcome to yet another episode of the Snowy's Camping Show, joined by Frederick and Mary. It's a joke. We stuffed up the first intro and that joke probably fell flat on the second one as well. But Lauren and Ben, as usual,
yes,
the Snowy's Camping Show. And formalities first, if you haven't already done so, subscribe either via YouTube or your podcast app, because I got that wrong in the first intro, and you can jump in on the conversation on this episode and anything you want to talk about at the Snowy's Camping Show Facebook group, where we're trying to get more people on board to just talk all things camping and outdoors and hiking.
A bit more on YouTube and stuff as well, aren't we?
YouTube, yep, YouTube channel. Yeah, there's a lot of people there that aren't on Facebook. So today we're getting a little bit in the spirit, Christmas spirit, and talking about—
Before we get into the episode though.
Yeah.
Can I just say we've received our first fan mail ever this week. Okay. So, and when I say fan mail, I mean like a legit snail mail in the post envelope with stamp.
Addressed to Ben and Lauren at the Snowy's Camping.
At Keswick House, Snowy Store at Keswick, right? And it was so cute because it was by Jack, who's 5 years old, and accompany with that is we should put the drawing up on the podcast as well.
We'll put a photo up.
It's a picture of Ben and I and our podcast table, which was so cute. Yep. My head was bigger than yours.
Your head's way bigger than mine.
Which is not an accurate depiction of reality, obviously.
I think yesterday you just said your brain's bigger.
My brain is bigger. Obviously.
We'll go with that.
Thank you.
It makes you feel better. Thanks, Jack.
If you're listening to this, Jack, thank you so much. It literally made our day.
Number one fan mail, only fan mail we've had so far.
Only fan mail. And it was sort of cool. It's on my pinboard next to my desk.
Right. Thanks, Jack. Anyways, moving on. Let's get into
it. And just, episode suggestion. Jack will we'll take a look at that when we're planning for our next season episode.
Oh, yeah. You had a few good suggestions.
Yeah.
So back to the episode, sidetracked again as usual. Christmas gift guide. We thought each year we might put a bit of a list together of products that you can get from Snowy's now. Might not be available next year. They might be. Who knows? But we're getting all sorts of different stuff in at Christmas time or certain times of the year. And we've got some pretty cool stuff that it gives. And a lot of these things are things that I think probably wouldn't buy for myself, but like, you know,
you wouldn't buy them for yourself, maybe.
If you were to buy me like a limited edition ink, I'd be pretty happy with it, but I don't need to buy one for myself. But
I know what you're
just
saying.
Just dropping a hint there.
Yeah. I'm not buying you a limited edition ink.
Sorry, I don't need one.
What's the Office KK $10 limit?
It's a little keyring version that you need.
I'll get a free angle hat that we get from our supplier and wrap it up.
Oh, thanks. That's all right. I'd be happy with that. It's the thought that counts.
It is.
So, some of these things you might buy them if it's specific to your needs. But for the most part, they're kind of things you walk past and you look out on the shelf and you go, they're pretty cool. But look, I don't think I'd spend that money on myself. But if someone bought it for you, you go, that's cool. And you can use them. A lot of these things you can use camping, but also in your backyard, picnic.
Of course.
Just on the weekend. So, a bit of versatile sort of products. So, we'll start off with.
You can open with this.
Because it's, as everyone knows, I don't think there's an episode ever gone by where I haven't mentioned coffee. Probably not. Surely I didn't mention coffee in the 10 pegs episode. But coffee makers, we've got quite a range of coffee makers now from AeroPress and Wakako and the basic sort of coffee pots and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So a portable coffee maker for somebody who loves coffee, is a pretty cool option. You have real coffee instead of instant coffee in the campsite.
Exactly. And I think for some people, I probably would say diehard coffos or whatever you want to call them. Coffo. I was thinking a wino, but like a diehard coffo, coffeo, whatever.
Coining that name, a coffo, is a bit like, it's always coined Swent and coffo now.
Yeah.
It's two
so things. A diehard coffo is probably always going to already have their espresso coffee maker, whatever. But then there might be other people who really love a good coffee. But they're just not as diehard, and for the camp kit, they'll get instant, even though it makes them shiver inside every time they drink it.
Yeah.
They'll still just go with it for convenience. So they're the sort of people that you can get a coffee maker for.
Can't go wrong.
Knock their socks off.
They can sit in the cupboard in between all the camping trips and just come out on the camping trip.
But speaking of coffee makers, episode 17, we did specifically for coffee makers and things like that. So if you're not sure and you want to sort of get a bit more idea on what's available and the benefits and pros and cons or whatever, jump back to that one.
17. Next one.
Next one is muck mats, which
I'm excited about this.
Totally love because I have a muck mat and It's just so lush.
So people who've never heard of it are going, what is a muck map? But it's a upgraded patch of artificial turf, basically, yep. like high quality turf finished off in the edges that is really good doormat, durable doormat to take camping and caravan.
Australian made, small family business. Yeah. Like brilliant. And we've got an interview with Mark Matt coming up as well, which I'm pretty excited about. But I it's one of those things where people are like, what? Why would you get one? Like it's just a piece of artificial turf or whatever. But then everyone who does have one loves them.
Yep.
And I love mine. And I do admit and confess that initially I was a bit like, what? And then I was like, no, this is happening. And then I got one and I will never ever go back. But okay. Anyway,
so it's a good gift once again.
It's a good gift because it's one of those things that a lot of people might look at and go, I don't know, you know, like that's a bit expensive or, you know, well, I can't justify that. But it's a great gift.
Even for those who go to the beach all the time, beach house and that sort of thing.
It's just, totally. Yep. And I mean, I'm going to get one for my car. Like I'm just going to get heaps of them.
Yeah, right. For your desk.
Yeah. Oh my God. Can you imagine?
I thought you were going to bite my head off then. Or something saying, why do I need a muck mat on my desk?
Can you imagine just kicking your shoes off under your desk and like rubbing your feet?
Well, I've never rubbed my bare feet, and but you say they feel
my God.
Really good.
Yeah, they feel so good on your feet. Okay. So flush, right. lush, and fluffy. Anyway, right, moving next on. One.
Now, we should mention we did do an episode similar to this on a weird and wonderful camping gear back at episode 57, which covered just strange things. And these products featured in there, and we still got them in our range, but growlers. And like the U kegs and like beer kegs with a little tap on it basically and you get little nitro or little compressed
little NOS
bulbs that go in there and you can get it filled. I'm not sure the legalities. I don't think you can just go in and get it filled at a bar. Someone pointed out to me recently that you can't just fill it at a bar and then take it out because you've got to drink it at the bar. So I'm not quite sure how you fill it. Anyway, the concept is that you can fill these things with cold beer.
Some you can fill with carbonated beer already and some you can go and I think you go to the brewers or you go to the brewery outlet or whatever. Or if you go to, you know, microbreweries and that's so trend these days and you just can go in and order a beer but then also there's the brewery right there.
Yeah.
In those situations I'm pretty sure you can get them.
So you just fill the keg and you can put the whole keg and the tap in the fridge and you can just pour drinks straight from that. So once again, like they're not a cheap thing.
You wouldn't buy it for yourself. But if you got one as a gift, you might be pretty stoked
pretty cool.
If you drink beer.
And if you don't use it, it'll just look cool on the kitchen bench.
I'm just imagining Kate Grarock, instead of taking her four cans of beer in her pack, she just takes a massive growler.
Growler strapped to the outside of her pack, yeah.
That's why she's going so ultralight, because that's the ultimate goal probably, so she can cut enough weight to hang a growler off the pack. I hope she's listening to that. Anyway.
So check it out. There's one for coffee as well, the nitro coffee. So have a look at those. They're a pretty cool gift. Moving on.
Speaking
we're trying to keep this a short episode. We're not doing well so far.
Speaking of alcohol, Explorer, is it Scorpo?
Scorpo, yeah.
They do an Explorer wine glass. We've had them for a while now, I think a couple of years, so they're not new by any stretch of the means, but they're basically like an ammo box or what looks like an ammo box with these, Riedel?
Someone's going to tell us how it's said, if you're someone
who loves wine, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Good quality wine glasses inside.
They're actual glass. They're super high quality and they like nest inside the ammo box and the lid has got like a little – what do you call it? Like a little groove that the wine cups sit in.
And some foam in there. And it's designed to be – so you can take –
it's basically bomb-proof, two wine glasses.
Well, you can't – there's a limit. But the idea is that you can transport Riedel wine glasses in the back of your car or four-wheel drive. If you drop it, you'll probably break it. But you can put it in the back of your car.
Well, I don't know because there's been quite a few feedback from people online, like in reviews and Q&A sections and stuff with people saying, I just packed mine in my bag on an airplane and the luggage handlers threw it about and mine was perfectly fine and stuff like that. So, I mean, obviously we're not saying you will never break these, but they're pretty hardcore.
So if you like to drink wine out of a proper glass, stemmed wine glass, then the Scorpro is a Scorpro Explorer box, I think they just call it.
Yeah.
Is a little black box. Like you said, it looks like an ammo box. It's a great option. Jet boil, just Not much more to say there. Not much more to say. If people hike,
only because I really love mine and I would never have bought one necessarily myself, even though I sort of coveted them for years. And then it worked here and I got a really good deal on one and I ended up doing it. And it's the best thing I ever did. And
it's not just for hikers or people doing treks, like a day hike. If you're going out for a day hike and you want a coffee, take a jet boil. You can boil water really quickly and take your portable coffee maker as well, and you can have coffee on the go. So
I mean, just obviously really you can do thermoses and stuff like that, but it's, you know, if you, especially if you're road tripping or I don't know, it's just so good. You can just boil water within minutes anywhere.
Yep. Handy device. This is an interesting one, or actually quite a versatile sort of gift, I suppose, for just about anyone, but insulated drinkware, and we've got quite a range of them now. Dometic have got some new ones that we've just got in. Stanley, and we've had on and off for years, but we've had, I just had a look at them before and they've got some pretty cool, like really kind of burly sort of looking mugs and things, but more manly, I suppose. And Avanti, which is kind of the affordable sort of range, and we get a various
we've
things
had
of
those for
each
a while,
year.
And
we've
and
had the brand for a while.
Go off.
They've got like a cup with a big straw in it so you can have a double wall
insulated
with
like
a straw.
A smoothie
one, but also
one.
A little short that you have a gin if you want with a straw in it. Like it's smaller. They also do some silicon ones, not insulated, but silicon stemless wine glasses, which are pretty cool. So
really?
And look on your face.
Is it
my one?
No, I was just in my mind questioning how that would work. Like,
well,
are they
silicone.
Squishy?
Yeah. So you can squish it.
So, but what if you just, you're trying to drink it,
seen,
but it's like
so
folding
you
and
know,
the wine just comes out because your cup's collapsing in your hand.
Well, maybe you're not as rough with things as you are.
No, I'm just.
Have you seen, you know, so Bronnie works upstairs. She's one of our photo editors.
Yeah, I have
people.
Seen Bronnie.
Have you seen Bronnie's, I'm explaining for the listeners, some random person called Bronnie. She's got a, have you seen her coffee cup?
No.
It's a silicon coffee cup.
No.
Her coffee cup, silicon. So you can squish it like this. So
silicon.
It's like that.
Are you sure?
But it's
silicon?
So, yeah.
Okay. I'll go and have a look.
You just want to prove me wrong.
No, I don't. I genuinely
do you not
don't.
Believe me?
No,
you don't
but
need
I'm
to
just
look,
like,
if
I've
you. anyway, it's a stem. So imagine a stemless red wine glass.
Okay.
But it's made of silicon. So it sits upright.
Yep.
And obviously they're unbreakable. So great for camping because you can pack them in anywhere. And the polycarb ones are good. They're not breakable, but they do scratch up and look a bit average after a while. But these silicon ones are just mash in anywhere.
Hmm. But back to the Dometics, they look, I mean, obviously they're not the same as Yeti because Yeti's a different brand, but they've got that sort of vibe about them. Mm. They're very robust. Very good quality, like you can tell high manufacturing quality.
Yep.
They do a couple of different sizes. They do like an insulated like a cooler so you can stick your beer in it, but it's also got a thing so you can stick a can in it as well. So
I was going to mention that one. It's really cool. It's a cup but then a cap that just holds the can.
You can use it as a cup but you can use it as a bottle or a can cooler. Like it's really versatile.
So it fits a 375 can and locks it in with a bit on top.
Yeah.
There's another brand too that we've got at the moment and I meant to write it down but I forgot. But it's they're really nice looking bottles, probably a little bit left field to the sort of camping realms, but they've got like tea infusers or fruit infusers and stuff in the lid as well.
Oh, I haven't seen them.
I can't think of the name of the brand at the moment. But have a look on our insulated cups and bottles range there. These ones have got like quite colourful sort of patterns on the outside and they're really nice. So that's obviously an awesome gift for just about anyone really, especially during summer. And that double wall insulated wine glass keeps your wine cooler for longer when you're sitting outside. It's great.
Limited edition angle. That's on your list. That's one you want.
Well, I've got an angle. The thing is with angle, right? I bought an angle a long time ago and I like the look of the new ones, but because I bought an angle, it's never going to stop. So I'm never going to need a new angle.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to list off some of the features that I'm probably never going to get in my angle because this one's not going to break. But the
and
new
like
one.
This one is like a, it's obviously limited edition.
60th anniversary, limited edition. It's got a number on it. So you get, there's only one, a certain amount. Made.
And obviously it's not, you know, like a, just chuck it in a Christmas stocking for your sister-in-law sort of thing.
Look, this is
it's like, obviously it's an investment for someone who's pretty important for you in your
life.
This
is a big, it's not a cheap gift by any means. I threw this in just because if you are looking at spending a significant chunk of money on someone who's into camping and doesn't have a fridge already, These ones are pretty cool because it's a unique color. It's, they call it crystal pearl, the color. I tried to have a look at the outside one, but they're all boxed up.
I haven't seen one out yet.
I assume it's a nice looking color. But the thing I like with Engel is that the basic core of it is the same. It's the same motor, the same design, the same sort of configuration. If you look at it on the shelf, you kind of think they were the same thing.
Yeah.
But they've now added an app. So there's a Bluetooth app that you can control the temperature manually externally. Adjustable basket design, adjustable basket divider inside, a beer control button. So you press one button and it goes to 3 degrees. So your beer's perfect. And a little
arm. Pretty good, actually.
So Engel used to just be, my Engel is literally turn it on, guess the temperature.
Yeah.
And turn it off again.
Like, yeah, through that's that pretty little, much like it. A 0 to 9 dial or
that's
whatever.
It. And it's got a temperature gauge on there that's loosely accurate.
Yeah.
But this now has got all the sort of features of sort of the high-end ones, but they've maintained the simplicity of
it's pretty cool.
So I reckon if someone wants a fridge and they're into a legend in reliability.
I think that's pretty exciting to see the future of Engel, sort of then when I say catching up to other brands, I don't necessarily mean in quality, obviously, because Engel are like the Toyota of fridges.
Yeah.
But it's more like those features that you're talking about that are in the limited edition are things that other brands have been doing for a while.
Yeah.
And it's made sort of Engel be a little bit behind the times from that sort of tech perspective. So it'd be cool to see what they've got coming.
But they don't want to step away from the core of what it's all about.
Of course.
So it's interesting. Yeah. Next one, picnic tables. This is a pretty cool one. We've got a brand called Pia Sorensen in that kind of made me think, well, let's mention these because we've always had picnic tables of some sort.
And this is this is new stuff for us.
It is new, yeah. So this year we've got it. Whether we've got it again next year, I don't know. But the Pia Sorensen ones are really nice looking for folding low picnic tables. Like you sit on the ground and they're what?
Bamboo tables.
20, 30 centimetres high.
They've got little cutouts in them to sit your wine glasses in if you want to.
One's got a removable thing so you can put your wine bottle in it as well.
Yeah, some of them fold, some of them pack flat. They're just sort of nifty to – I know they're doing a picnic basket or something as well that's got a little chopping board table on top. But
that's the Avanti does one like that as well. That's pretty cool too. Yeah,
there's like a whole sort of relatively new range of picnic gear that we have, which looks pretty cool. And, again, not necessarily something that you would buy for yourself unless you really wanted it, but it's a cool gift idea.
Yeah, absolutely. We've always had sort of that type of thing. Zempire have done that steak picnic
they
table
do
for ages,
that.
Which
that
is pretty cool.
I got that for my folks for Christmas last year with a couple of beach chairs and they smash it. So they've got a couple of sort of sling back beach chairs and they have their little kit pack or I don't know if it's what the table's called, the Zempire steak table. Can't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's on a steak and they just jam that down in the middle.
Yep.
And they have all their little snacks and they put their beer in wine glass and then they're all day under the shade of the beach.
So if you love to
best
take
present
some,
ever.
You know, cheeses and a little bit of a smorgasbord with some wine, wherever you go
and
camping,
you don't
want
to have
outdoors,
it on a
weekend
picnic
or
rug
whatever.
For people to kick dirt in it and stuff.
Get a little picnic table. There's also sort of the more traditional style camping ones, but these are just a little bit nicer, more of a gift, I suppose.
Glamping or sort of everyday use.
Fancy camping.
Mm. Scrubber wash bag is always for me on a gift list.
For your stinky friends.
Just because, well, no. You made yourself laugh.
I didn't note that one down. You didn't know I was going to say that. I put some notes down on here and I was like, what have you written down? It's on top of Lauren's notes and she's all worried about
notes. I was not worried.
You had to read all my cheat sheets.
Just because I need to know what's coming. But anyway, scrubber wash bag, great. Because it's one of those things that is so brilliant. But a lot of people are like, it's basically just a dry bag. Like, why would you bother buying one? So a lot of people necessarily wouldn't take the step to buy it themselves because it's a bit like, nah, but they're brilliant. And everybody I know who has one sings the praises, just smash them, use all the time, think they're great.
You got to use it to understand why it's a bit more than just a dry bag. I used one on my big trip and where we couldn't use washing machines, I used that. Yep. But just the little valve on it so you can do the top up, just squeeze all the air out.
This and makes things so like it's just easy. Simple. And you know, it takes up no space. So it's just jammed in, you know, a little gap in your camp kit.
Yep.
Even if you only use it a handful of times a year, it's not taking up space. It's not going to waste. It's there when you need it.
Yep.
So good.
Yeah. Can't go wrong. And that's a really affordable gift as well.
Yeah.
Beach shells.
And they come in, sorry, you can buy it on its own, but then you can also get it in a pack with like a little mini washing line and stuff.
Dry towel and that sort of thing, I think, beach shelters, obviously for beach goers, I've gone to the beach, a beach shelter is always a good option. There's heaps on our site now, like from the really big ones, like the Event 14 is probably a good one I'll note for the beach or even a gazebo.
I wouldn't have necessarily thought about this as a present, but a couple of years ago, my friend bought me a beach shelter for Christmas and it was the best.
Yep.
It's just so good.
Yeah. We used it a bit once again on our big trip and I bought one for that. And when I did use it, I went, I don't know why I haven't been using a beach shelter more often because on a really hot day, it just creates a nice, you know, UV protected space to lie in.
And we episode 38, by the way, was a beach shelter related episode. So you can also get more info about beach shelters there.
So but I've got the Outdoor Connection Fiesta, which is this stretchy kind of shelter that you can set up.
Probably one of the most underrated beach shelters, I reckon.
It's pretty versatile, easy to set up. But the other ones
and
I
light
like.
And small.
Well, when it packs up, it's really small. Yeah, yep. The Guardian was a really popular one from Caribbee. Excuse me, but that doesn't, I don't know what's happened. It's not on our website at the moment. Whether it comes back or not, I'm not sure. But right now, you can't buy that. But. Mm. A notable replacement for the Guardian, Austent do a couple of Malamu 2 and 4 hub shelters and also Caribbee do one called the Collaroy. And the reason I personally like them is they're easy to pitch. They've kind of got like a hub that kind of inverts, so it pops into place and you get these sort of tight pitch walls. So when the wind picks up, it's got some rigidity around it, whereas some of the beach shelters can be a bit like the twisty ones, the wind picks up and they just kind of blow flat. So
for me personally, I love those ones that are like just a huge big piece of rectangular fabric with the three poles that with the crossbar and it's got eyelets and you can adjust them and put your ropes out and whatever.
Yep.
Only because I find them to be quite versatile. They give you loads of space for what they are and what their pack size is.
Yep.
You can adjust it. You know, as the sun moves throughout the day and as wind and all that sort of jazz, and it doesn't have walls specifically. So especially if you're in a larger group of people, you want to come in and out, you're not trying to sort of jam into this small space.
Yeah.
But you do obviously need an upgrade to decent pegs for that particular style.
To anchor it down, So it's like a typical A-frame shelter. And we've got Caribbee do one. At the moment, we've got a Caribbee one called the Long Reef, and there's also a few Holly and Harry. The Holly and Harry, they all look pretty stylish, I suppose. So if you like to look the part on the beach, then those ones are a good option.
So we've got recently, I've had a little tiny bit of a play with them, knife sets. They're like camping chef knife sets.
They come in a roll.
Yeah. So there's Cycut and Tramontina are the two brands. And they both, I think Tramontina come in like a heavy duty canvas AOS knife roll. And then there's like 4 or 5 different sorts of knives and different styles and whatever. And then the Cycut ones also come in there, a canvas knife roll. So they're very, very similar. Mm-hmm. But they're pretty handy. Like if you know someone who's into cooking a lot when you go camping or maybe larger groups of people, or you just want a decent set of knives to chuck in your four-wheel drive or caravan or whatever, they're definitely worth a look.
If you want to cook like Cam.
Yeah, if you want to cook like Cam, good one. Because I think I would be right in saying that camp cooking generally over the last year or so has made a comeback in more of a trendy way. Do you know what I mean?
So.
It's more marketable across socials and all that sort of jazz. Whereas before you had like the Malcolm Douglas-y sort of vibe of people doing their camp cooking and now it's not so much like that. You have a lot more younger people into it, like Harry Fisher, for example, given that camping and campfire cooking a massive revival. So
a bit more variety in food. So I think traditionally the thought is you're camping, you're cooking simply, but the more thought is being put into how can we bring better, nicer, more, I don't know if exotic's the right word to use, but food into the campsite.
Yeah.
And make the actual cooking process part of the whole experience. And having a good set of knives. I'm not a chef, but I know if I have there's one knife at home that I like to use over all the others because it just cuts better than the others. So I'm assuming if you've got good knives and you're cooking meals, it's going to make it better.
Speaking of knives, also Opinel.
I did.
Opinel, do
you read my notes?
Oh, do you write Opinel down? Yeah, sorry.
Opinel is a really, it's an affordable but nice gift. Like, they just, it's like everyone needs an Opinel knife.
Anybody who has an Opinel knife or Opinel or whatever, I could say Opinel. I'm saying Opinel now because you said Opinel. But anyone who has an Opinel knife has it for years.
Yeah.
Like years and years. Unless you lose it, it's not going anywhere. And they're so good.
Oyster knives, mushroom knives. You can get bread knives. Get
massive bread knives. And they also fold. So if you're limited in storage. Saws,
yeah.
You can get folding, like quite large, decent folding knives for your kitchen and stuff
we,
as well.
We also recently started with Camp Boss, and they do a really, it's quite expensive though, but like a big cleaver type knife.
Do they?
A bit like Harry had in his.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember what brand he
Osprey.
Had. Osprey, was it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So that's another option too. But yeah. That's like quite expensive for a single knife, whereas the other kits you talk about are more affordable. And Opinel do a kit too with a little mini chopping board and a
towel.
A picnic set, yeah. So that's great for hikers.
Good segue,
yeah, into cookbooks. So notable cookbooks that we've got, Harry Fisher, who obviously we spoke about in, we didn't write the episode number down, but we had an interview with
71.
We'll see if you're right.
70,
we'll
check later. No, 70. Episode 70, that's okay. What I'm going with.
Well, I won't hold you to that. Great interview with Harry and his dog. His cookbook's great, really well presented and lots of awesome recipes. Camp Boss, I haven't actually looked. Camp Boss is a new brand to us, so yeah. I haven't had a chance to look at that.
There's quite a few cookbooks, though, from Camp Boss.
Is there?
Like I said, I haven't looked at them, but I've just seen there's like four or five of them just recently put up on a website, so I've got to go next door and have a suss.
So these are great for cooking at home, but also in the campsite. The campsite, but also at home if you've got a back campfire in the backyard or something. Yeah. And there's also another one called Small Kitchen by Ashley Butler, which is a bit more van focused. So cooking gourmet food in a van on a gas stove and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Once again, I haven't actually had a good look through all those recipes, but it looks like it's geared towards cooking in a, you know, in a fry pan or a saucepan on a gas cooker.
Yeah.
And we just mentioned here another new product that we've got called the Mini Me, M-E-I-S or Mini Me's, which is a shoulder carrying child carrier. I just felt like Austin Powers there where he could, what was that bit? Austin Powers says, I can't think of the line where he repeats himself and he has a moment of like repeating a word. But anyway, it's a shoulder mounted carrier. So the kid, like you carry your kids on your shoulder.
Carry your kids on your shoulder.
But, this is
but ultimately it's like a supporter thing. So you don't have to hold on to them. You don't have to worry about them falling off. It's sort of like this mini chair that hooks over your shoulders. And admittedly, when they first arrived, I opened one up and wore it around the office like a bit of an idiot. And it was pretty comfy.
You didn't have a kid in it though.
I didn't have a kid in it. No. But I'm just saying the way that sat on your body was pretty comfy.
Okay.
And it packs very small and compact, like, you know, round about like a kid size backpack when it's all packed up.
Yep. The backpack stays on and then it sort of sits above.
Like it
that,
comes out
it,
so. Above the backpack and then you put it on, but the backpack can also attach. So you've got a backpack and this.
Storage.
Yeah. You see, if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see our B-roll coming up. But I'm not sure if we're describing it very well for people who are listening to this through their podcast app. It'd be ideal for...
Basically, the kids sitting on your shoulders.
The kids sitting on your shoulders.
There's a whole supportive frame there so they you don't have to
hold
them.
But it's not on
the
sides or anything. You literally just pick them up and put them on your shoulders like you usually would.
Yep.
And then they're supported by this little back section on the chair and there's like some Velcro things where you can just Velcro their ankles into place so they're not going to fall easily. But and that's it. Bob's your uncle. You can just walk around. So if you're someone who likes to carry your kids on your shoulders – and you want to still have the ease of doing that, but you want it to be easier to do over an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
That's
probably not the best thing if you're doing too much bush bashing because the kid's going to be on your shoulders just copying
branches.
Just
like
branches
imagining a branch. Yeah, anyway.
You forgot kid was
no,
up there.
No, it's just something like maybe if you're going for a big walk at the zoo or you're going for a hike or
Yeah. Last minute addition that I put in as I walked out the shop today is Zippo.
Oh yeah.
We didn't mention Zippo because Zippo is one of those things. Like, I've never smoked in my life, but I look at the lighters and I think they're pretty cool, but I've never buy myself one. But if someone bought me a Zippo light, I'd be like, well, that's great for my camping.
Yeah.
It's a reliable lighter I've got no matter where I go.
The things that I like about them is that they're refillable.
Yep.
And so it's not like you're buying these cheap rubbish. Well, I say rubbish, but big lighters, you know, everyone's
thrown out. They're disposable.
They're disposable.
Yeah.
Right. Even though they're good, they're disposable. Mm-hmm. So having a Zippo that isn't disposable. And I'm pretty sure you can get them engraved and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, well, it's just metal. So we haven't got a big range of colours and stuff. We just got the basics. But we do carry some other Zippo stuff too, like little survival things and multi-tools. But
a Zippo lighter might be a nice present for someone, you know, like even just if you like to light campfires and all that sort of jazz. Yeah.
Yep.
Light your stove, anything. So that's it really for our Christmas gift guide. We do have, though, something new to Snowies. We've never done it before and I don't know if we'll ever do it again.
Giving it a bit of a try this
time. We have tried a little bit in the past,
but doing it properly
aquatic
this time.
Gear.
Water sports, we'll call
water
it.
Water sports and aquatic stuff. So snorkeling gear, rashies.
Got some boogie boards.
Boogie boards, goggles, beach games.
So like the little skim balls and like a soft rugby that you can use for throwing in the and soccer that you can use on the beach and throwing in the water. So a bit of a range of stuff.
Keep an eye out for that over the next couple of weeks that will drop off in dribs and drabs because that's always a really great present idea, I reckon. It's just water sports, especially leading into summer.
At this stage, we're seeing it in stores and I think it's in the process of going online at the moment.
Yeah, it is.
So this is probably the only time we ever talk about what's happening right now in the podcast. It's kind of weird because this might not be relevant by next year, but –
Couple of weeks that will come on. And then also there's some lawn game stuff coming and camping game stuff like big, not Finska, but games similar to Finska or lawn bowls or cornhole. Have you ever played cornhole? It's so fun. It's like two sloped boards with holes in it and you've got bean bags and two teams on either end.
Never played it, but that's the sort of thing you see it like if you go to a winery for lunch and you sit outside, they've usually got cornhole and those sort of games sitting in a corner.
My brother-in-law introduced our family to cornhole and it's now at every single event.
Right.
It's so good and I'm pretty good at it, just saying.
I've never played it.
But there's a lot of we've never really done it before, but we're going to give it a crack just in the lead up to summer and Christmas and stuff. So keep an eye out for them because they're sort of cool.
A great gift
ideas.
It's not like that if they've got kids and you get them a game like that, then the family's going to use it at some stage every now and then. We could probably sit here and talk for hours about stuff you could buy someone, but that's the most recent stuff that we've got in summer, which I haven't even seen yet, but only seen it online. It looks pretty cool.
It looks pretty cool. I'd be happy with a large portion of this list as presents.
I think we've covered everything from the affordable to the unaffordable.
Yeah. And unrealistic for a colleague to buy you for an office Christmas present.
Okay. It's worth a try. All right. Well, that was cool. Merry Christmas. How long before Christmas is this episode going to go out? We'll be a month and a bit before.
Month and a half.
Yeah.
Just got to get in. You know, people need to ship parcels and all that sort of jazz. Yeah. But anyway. All right.
Well, thanks for tuning in. Jump in on the conversation, Snowy's Facebook show, Snowy's Camping Show Facebook group. We'll be there.
See you next week.
See you next time. See ya.